Isaac Interviews is in association with 103.3 Asheville FM. 103.3 Asheville FM and Isaac Interviews brought to you this podcast. Greetings, human beings, and all other life forms roaming around out there listening to me. Welcome to Isaac Interviews. On this edition, Isaac interviews three of his four nieces. The fourth niece is somewhere in New York. What's up, Nola? My sister Hannah and her husband Josh, their three little children and my mother all moved to Black Mountain, and I crashed the party, and right when they moved in, I interviewed the three girls on it, and happened to be Halloween. Lily, the oldest, she's 13. She dressed up like an alien. Winnie Winterberry dressed up like Michelangelo, the Ninja Turtle. And little Ruby Selena dressed up like Slimer from the Ghostbusters, or as she put it, Slimel. It was a great interview. We had a lot of fun. And then after the fact, we went and did trunk or treat around Black Mountain. We drove around a church parking lot and they screamed, Trickle or Tweet. And they didn't even get out of the car. It was a great time. And this is Isaac interviews three of his nieces.
We're in Black Mountain. Hannah and Josh's house. I'm gonna interview their kids.
Get on out of here. Hey guys. Mother.
Hello.
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 Welcome to your home. Well, nice to meet you,
buddy. It's trunk or treat.
It's trunk or treat time.
Nice duds, man. Is that what it is, or digs?
What does that mean, trunk or treat?
Digs. Dig the digs, y'all.
Trunk or treat.
They have a house.
What do you wear? I know what digs is.
Yeah, it's new, Hannah. You moved in.
Yeah, it's raining. You need to move.
No.
No, I have my kids have to sit there. You need to sit there.
Hi, Hannah.
Sit. Do you have a coffee?
Yes, but can you sit there?
How are you, pregnant?
I've got to clean up some stuff.
You are pregnant, right?
Well,
I'm pregnant. Oh, that'd be cool, man. If I was a girl, I'd do that all the time.
And like wait till April and April Fool's people?
Didn't make it. No, that's not funny. I'm sorry. Rude. Look at this. You're a turtle girl?
Yep.
Which one? You're the size?
Yeah,
she's got an attitude. That makes sense.
You want to wear the other shell?
Yeah.
If you're
going to
wear the other shell, then you
got to
be
Mikey. I'm going to be Slimer.
You can't wear an orange.
You guys have like a...
No,
that's nice. I'm going to be really turned a corner. You decided to...
Mom put that in.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty solid. We got one picture up. My mother-in-law. It's a good picture. No, I was speaking as if I was you, when you, or was you two. I mean, it's a good picture. It's probably 55 years ago.
She's 10.
Close.
Go with mommy.
Cute house. How's the house?
I have coffee. Should I have a pot? Mom wants some, or do you want a single cup?
I'll ask your dad.
You want some, I'll have one more.
You want mom or should I make Isaac single serving?
Yeah, I'd love some. Isaac has had a brief
like
encounter
that.
With a
excellent.
She's welcome.
Like Isaac's had a brief encounter with a of his own. He
that's good, right?
Excellent. So, this is like restaurant problem.
So
that's
good,
really
right?
Good. It's like I'm
in
a barbecue joint or something.
There are sweet potatoes. Like a little bit of brown sugar.
That's way better than arnold. But.
Same. You don't like sweet, so don't be touching it if you're not going to enjoy it.
How is it going to be? How are you?
Aren't you going to tell her about your encounter?
He just walked in the door. Do you want hazelnut coffee or plain?
No, Hannah, my siblings have all heard enough about me and other women forever.
Hazelnut.
They don't need to hear anything else. Same old story. No, I was talking about it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I work full time,
it makes you sick, right?
Third shift at a hotel.
With the hobos.
I plan my time. I'm learning Spanish. I watch a movie every night. I'm read a lot of the Bible. I'm learning, teaching myself to dance. Learning to dance tonight.
I've heard.
And so there's, you know, this lady the night before last was like, this older lady kept bothering me. She kept making me talk with her friend. Was this little lady Lydia's age? They were like, are we messing up your time, your schedule? I was like, well, I normally spend my time learning Spanish and trying to dance lessons and stuff, and then the freaked out and spoke to me in Spanish and taught me to dance for 3 hours in the lobby, and that's all the story I'm telling you. But it was amazing. I was on the out on the corner of a street show doing some dance moves, and I was like,
like a prostitute, or like a
waiting on traffic to move across the street, and I was like, "Oh my God, this woman taught me how to dance. She taught me some real serious stuff. She like upgraded me like 3 levels. I was so thrilled. But she helped me with my dance. No, she's a.
Mama, the belts are not. What the?
Where's the show?
The show in Florida today. She goes around teaching women about menopause and their diets and stuff like that.
Mama,
can I have one more?
I would like you to go get it for me and let me see it. Now, also, the shell that has the Velcro that's in your original floor. Are you going to be a turtle too?
Not about
to. You might as well.
I wasn't done writing.
That's tomorrow, Mom. Like, trunk or treats, we use, like, custard already have. Or, like, made up.
This is, like, crazy cornbread.
He is loving it. He's basically
a pony. Dad's working 12 hours today. On a roof.
In the rain?
At the bartender.
This is orange. That's gold. Let's just see a little bit of Samba. He's the funniest one. Come on.
I'm trying not to think about that.
I can take the belt off.
Put it on
the belt. That's the coolest part.
But I will say this. My job's insane. Who knew what I've fallen into? It's unbelievable.
Mommy, can you like pull my hair out?
I'm gonna put your hair. I'm just letting you try the mask on for a second. Go through here. And then I'm gonna put your hair in buns or something.
That'd be nice. Remember, your mother's over my shoulder, guys.
What does that mean?
Are you videoing it?
No. Oh. Just relax. Everybody fine. This is not like the Moderna shop.
Who is it? It's
fun. Lorelei Dahlia. Winter Berry. Booby. Sisters. You guys are all sisters, right?
Well, we have another sister. So I have to introduce.
We don't have a name.
Pikachu Well.
Thing 4.
But you three are sisters already. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
What's the problem, Ruby?
Just answer.
Saying nothing.
It's okay. You're not feeling very well?
Let's go over.
Did you eat some bad pine cones? Mm-mm. Oh, some good ones? Let's try our best. I'm not going to read that. Lorelei Dahlia, when is Winterberry's birthday?
It was my birthday.
When?
I know. She's a Christmas baby. I know that.
Winter?
Yeah.
All right, here's an easier question.
Wait, I know what.
Here's an easier question. When is my birthday?
It's the same.
That's true. That's a hint. It's in the month.
It's in the same month. There.
It's January.
January. Just guess. There's 31 days in January. There's another hint. Guess.
That's my puppy on the tail.
And she's right about that.
17?
That's a cat, Ruby.
Yes! Is it really?
No, that's Uncle Papa's.
I just say it?
It's January 3.
It's so sad, Granny.
January 9th, 14.
Hey, I was... Hey, I got someone's birthday in the family.
That's never awesome. Forget it. Well, that's also Gaines' birthday on January 17th. And Gaines, Claire, and Tony's brother. and Adrian Julian.
Okay, let's just...
All right, so let's start it off. I'm here. I'm interviewing my three nieces. I have another niece somewhere in New York. This is Lorelai Dahlia Winterberry.
Rose.
And Ruby Wooby.
Selena.
It's not here.
Ruby Selena Wells.
Oh, that's fine.
My full name is Winterberry Wells.
I'm Isaac. I like apples and manzanas. We're sitting here in Black Mountain, North Carolina. I haven't done this for a while. Everybody's anxious.
Are you recording
this? No, this is a trial. This is practice. In a couple hours, we're going to record.
All right, let's get to it.
Winnie, what is a square root?
I don't know what that is.
That's pretty honest. Do you know?
I've learned it.
Lily, let it be known.
I have learned the square root.
Does not know what a square root is.
The square root of 6.
And that Lily has learned it, but
Lily does not remember.
I'm still 4.
You're still 4 years old. That's the best age.
Now it's
enjoy it. You guys are dressed up. It's almost Halloween.
We're all green.
Oh, we'll get to that. I got green.
We're all green boogers.
Better green than brown. Ruby, do you like waffles?
Yes.
Do you? With syrup? You just like them dry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are a little girl.
And I have apples cut up.
At the same time?
She likes her waffles with syrup with her apples cut up.
What do you girls think about boys? That's assuming
you want me to be truthful, honestly?
What do you think? How old are you, Lily?
13.
How old are you? You're 4, Ruby, right?
Yes.
And how old are you, Winnie?
7.
No. So what do you girls think about boys?
What do you think about boys, Ruby? You don't know? Do you think they're nice?
Don't think about it until you have to, okay?
Do you think they're nice or mean?
I think boys are
nice. It's our hair shoes, though.
You don't need any boys. You just need your slippers.
You can like new slippers.
Winnie, nice. You get your...
What do you think about boys, Winnie?
They're jealous.
They're jealous?
Because girls are cuter.
Oh, man. You just summed up the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes, Winnie.
We are. You guys are cuter.
Some boys are cuter than girls sometimes.
Yeah, that's a shame.
The girls are cuter.
Well, the way I would put it would be maybe better. Not just cuter, but girls are better.
Girls are smarter.
That's true, too, for the most part.
And girls are always the boss.
Like, if I had a choice of, like, hey, Isaac, you can hang out with these guys, or Isaac, you can hang out with these girls, that's an easy one.
That's from a dude's perspective, so.
I want to hang out with the fellas. What's your opinion on boys, Lily?
I've got a whole lot of opinions.
Just tell one of
them. Well, I think, middle school boys are just snobby goody two-shoes. I think they're amazing. They're not. It's good to find a good boy best friend because then you, like, always have, like their side, I guess. Like, their side of the story. Mm-hmm. Also,
don't even mention it.
What? What?
Go for it. I'm here. I'm like, this is fascinating.
What's it called? I think it's good to have some nice people in your life, like, on the boy side.
You're talking about different perspectives, basically.
Yes.
Like, that side of things. It's good to have an ally.
Yeah.
That's different.
They're also just... They're just gross. They're just not...
No. Boys are more openly gross, okay? You girls are just as gross. It's not grosser, but you cover it up.
Hey, well, at least I don't, like, burp in public and say, that was cool.
But now you're assuming you're saying that all boys do that. That is gross.
Most boys.
Most boys do, but they just don't.
But they're not gross.
What did you say?
Boys are not gross.
Wait, I think she said girls.
Girls are not gross. Oh, you're saying that to me. Yeah, you're pretty much some of the grossest stuff on Earth comes from your bodies. Sorry to say that, but you put me in a corner. You painted me in a corner.
You are a part of a gross piece of the body.
Yeah, I'm not saying, hey.
You're a gross piece of the body, okay?
Right, I'm in the trash bag. You're right. Lily, if you could rename Josh, what would you rename him?
Josh?
Go for it.
Josh. Like, does it matter? Like, would I think of him? He wasn't named Josh? Or would it be like an opinion, like Snaggletooth Monster or something?
No, two things.
What's your gut say?
I don't know. I mean, if he wasn't Josh, he'd probably be like...
Snaggletooth Monster.
No, it'd probably be not like a basic name like Bob or anything, but like
he'd
probably be.
It's okay, you can't go wrong here.
Met Mama. He'd probably be in his mom's basement, so it'd probably be like a Stewart kind of moment. So you have a little Stewart over there, or maybe.
I'm glad
Daddy's
James.
Here.
I don't know.
Hey, Josh was an incredibly powerful biblical name. He was the predecessor to Moses. He
exactly.
freed the Jews
from basement. That's
400 years of whatever.
What?
Winnie, do you think Hannah is a good name for your mother?
Yes.
Expand on that.
I like Mama, though.
I'm like a therapy person.
What?
School,
I mean, if you weren't her daughter and you saw her on the street and you knew each other, would you be fine saying, "Hey, what's up, Hannah?
Yes.
Some weather." Let's hear that.
Okay.
Can you give us a?
I don't remember what
you
said.
Will you say like, "Hey, pretend like she's your neighbor, but you have to call her Hannah. Give it a try and see how it feels."
I don't like it. My mom doesn't like
what
I say. Call her Hannah,
so I'm not. Oh, listen, do you want to get into theatrics? Your father is an actor. So is mine. If you want to get in that business, you're going to have to be able to say things like, "Hey, Hannah, not look at this weather." No, you don't like it. Does not like her mother's name. Check.
I do!
She likes it. She doesn't like to say it because it sounds rude.
Right. But can you give her permission? It's just a game. We're like, cool.
I said it like this. Hannah. Come here.
Oh, snap. I know. I get it. I wouldn't like that either.
Woo. I'm trying
to exit. Come here.
Is it? Did you say is it?
Let's try and keep the gloves up. It's a low blow.
So my
sister and Joshua, her husband, and her three children and my mother have all moved to Black Mountain most recently. It's Halloween Eve, October 30th. They've agreed to do my podcast, Isaac Interviews. And, Isaac interviews three of his four nieces. Ruby, what is my name? What was that? She got it right. She did. She's whispering it. She's a bit shy, like a...
She's
a child, like a four-year-old, maybe. but she got it right. I was not expecting that.
Good.
It's a little disappointing. Would have been.
Thank you.
I mean, that is nice, but it would have been entertaining.
It's time to go trick or treating.
Not yet. Oh, you're one of those people, huh?
She's all. She doesn't.
You're
want
not
to
present
do.
In the room.
Where
are you trick or treating? That's all you're thinking about all day. What a child. All three of you, what do you think is really going on with Santa Claus?
He gets this present.
That's a good answer.
I know.
What do you think?
He takes long naps.
Oh, Winnie!
And eats lots of cookies while nobody's watching.
Lily, do you want to expand on that for your sister?
Wait. He doesn't want... He eats cookies when his wife's not looking.
I heard.
Because the wife wants him to walk out.
I heard that he knows when you are sleeping... And he knows when you're awake, and a bunch of other stuff. Do you want to add anything, Lily, Like, what are your thoughts really with Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Take your time. Do any of you care for sports at all?
I like sports. I love sports.
Y-E-S? Sometimes.
Like what? Like tennis?
Y-E-S sometimes.
What type of sports do you like?
Mostly basketball.
You ever been to bowling?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
That's not woke me up.
Do you know anything about sports, Ruby?
Did not do any.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
So you think you might do some ever, or you just you're done with it? You don't care about it.
That's how she said it.
It's fine. I do appreciate she's to the point. What's your favorite sport, Lily?
I have lots of favorite sports.
Say what?
I like
cheer. What's his name?
He's not a sport.
I mean, what's the name of the sport?
We have cheer, dance, and soccer.
Oh, no, I meant like real sports.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry. That's cool. I played sports. Winnie likes basketball.
I like dance because it's like you get to go there and meet your friends, and you like get lots of trophies, and you can see what you've accomplished.
I bet that you're a better dancer than I am. But
I hope. I've been doing since I was 1.5. So
yeah, that doesn't mean a lot to me given your age. It means I've been 35. I've been dancing a long time too, just not professionally trained. But I'm learning.
How are you now?
And maybe in 2022 we can have a dance off, and I can make you eat some crow. That means like you can't believe like you never thought that would happen, and you said like that's so stupid, but then it happens. Then you have to eat crow because I'm a great dancer.
Okay, I will see to that.
Do any of you smell that?
You? The coffee?
What is your favorite smell?
Smell? That's a weird question. Either Sharpie or gasoline.
That's a weird answer. That's good though.
Sharpie or gasoline or my candle in my room.
Or that, yeah. Do you have a favorite smell, Ruby?
I like chocolate milk.
That's pretty good. Chocolate milk, huh?
I like chocolate
meal. Do you have a favorite smell, Winnie?
Also Sharpie.
Also a Sharpie. Interesting.
And
interesting
chocolate.
Bunch you have there.
I like all sweet smell.
What do you think is wrong with y'all's cat?
Sleeping.
That sure is. I'm not going to lie. Since we're
okay. Cat's me.
Your cat's me?
Yeah.
You're giving
and
me a warning?
And candles and Bubba's breath.
We're all just a bunch of little girls here, so we can just be honest. No. That cat is so cute right now.
Maybe have to watch.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I'm down with that too. Destruct it. Oh, it's aware. Sorry, don't do it. She's aware.
Me.
He's like a skinny Garfield.
No. Skinny Garfield.
I did love Garfield.
What is your least favorite smell?
Gosh.
A lot of people would say something like.
Daddy loves daddy's smell.
No,
nobody loves daddy's smell?
I said,
ew.
Daddy loves daddy's smell.
No, I don't.
You do.
You do?
I dislike it.
Yeah, we're asking our least favorite, not favorites, Lily. What's your least favorite smell, Winnie? Throw up?
Daddy's tits.
Daddy's what?
Lily's.
Oh, okay.
Lily's.
Ruby, what is your favorite color?
And pink.
Pink? What a girl. Lily, what time is it?
I really don't know.
That's a disappointment.
Look at his watch!
10:10.
Let the record show that it is 2:50. Winnie!
It's not.
Winnie,
it's really wrong.
Oh yeah, I was wrong. Winnie, could you take a stab at what the Pythagorean theorem is?
What did he say? Where are you getting these questions
Winnie,
from?
Winnie, could
the
you
Bible?
Take a stab at what you think the Pythagorean theorem is?
Mama, can you say what he said?
It's like a squared plus b squared equals c squared.
Pythagorean theorem.
I know b and a.
Lily, or Winnie, you really, you know, your sisters are kind of killing it.
Ruby,
I'm just playing. I'm playing. I'm sorry. You're Michelangelo. She's dressed up like Michelangelo right now. It's adorbs. And that's short for adorable. Let's talk about Halloween.
Halloween is my favorite.
Who's down with it? Who likes it? Who likes Halloween?
I like Halloween.
I like Halloween.
So, since there's only four Ninja Turtles and there's three of you, why aren't you dressing up like a Ninja Turtle, Lily?
Because I'm an alien.
You're too cool for school?
Well, yeah.
Daddy's an alien.
That's fine.
I dressed up as that last year.
Daddy's an alien.
Ruby's dressed up like a Slimer, I heard.
Mm-hmm. We're all green.
So you're just Michelangelo on his own.
Daddy's
being Raphael. Yeah. Will all of you do an impression of a Ninja Turtle?
No. Mama's
master. I mean, I could.
Mama's the master.
Radical did.
Do any of you believe in God?
Yes.
Yeah.
God has magical powers.
Go ahead.
Go.
God has big ears.
Nope.
God does have a lot.
My question was, do any of you believe on God? And then expand on that.
Yes.
What do you think God is?
I think
his color is brown. That's pretty good. I've never heard it put like that. But that's interesting.
God's wife is Mother Nature.
That's good. I like that. That's solid. She's a philosophical Danish
one. Yes, I believe in God, but I believe that he's not just like one person, because a lot of other people, they believe in other types of gods. So I feel like it's not just one god. There's different types of gods.
She's on to something. She's good. You got a good head on your shoulders. You too. You guys are good. You pass.
Look at Granny. Oh my gosh. She's going trick-or-treating with us.
She's showing her true colors. What advice do you have for me? Winnie. Just let me have it. Go ahead.
You need to go to school again.
I'm 35.
You need to go back to school.
Like kindergarten?
No. You need to go back to 8th grade.
Okay.
That's so hard.
You're probably right.
No. High school, the hardest school. I don't like high school.
What do I need to do, Ruby? I have to snicker and be.
Let's hear. You need to get a job, lots of jobs, and make lots of money, and buy a house.
Really? What advice do you have for me?
Just
let me have it.
Don't
sugarcoat it. I want the raw truth.
I think you need to improve yourself before you can improve other things. You need to like find yourself someone to help yourself. Like, I'm just trying to be like honest, because
I appreciate it.
I feel like you need to work on yourself before you work on other things like work and stuff, because if you're not in the right mindset, then you won't get anything done.
Well, you also need to get a wife that
is your mind a bone.
Well, that's good.
That's
like
you. You need to have
a wife that's like me?
Kind of like you.
Yeah, I had one. Do any of you enjoy mathematics?
I like the...
Do you like math? Are you good? Do you enjoy it? Or are you good at mathematics? I'm good at it. So
I kind of like math.
When I get the math, I like it. But when it's just like some A plus 3,000 G square or something than what we're learning, whatever, I don't like it. So, like, when I'm getting it and I know how to do it, I like it. But when...
You mean when you're paying attention?
No, like, you don't have to always pay attention, like, to get it.
Do any of you write or anything like it?
What?
Do you write, like, words for fun?
Yeah.
Like what?
I write stories sometimes to myself so I can look back on them.
Like fairy tales?
No, just, like, stories of, like, what I did. And
but
like,
you alter it a little bit so you win how you want. That's
and
cool.
Then I'm like, in the future I should do this. And
is it any good?
Sometimes. And then I write apology letters to some people, and I never give them to them.
Nice. That's pretty solid.
Because, it's just because I'm forget like, them. Oh, no, because I told them I was sorry in my little book.
Right, so you cleared your conscience, but they don't get off that easy.
Yeah, because if it's like someone at the beach, that's, and I'm that's like pretty running, good advice. And I'm like, oh, I should have been running that side.
Have you ever heard of the Civil War?
Yeah, we're learning about it right now. What?
Have you ever heard of the Civil War?
I heard my dad talk about it.
What are you learning, Lily?
We are learning where they were going in a gold rush and how everybody was doing it. And then something like... What? They were...
Well, you're not wrong. I'm just I'm laughing at a reaction.
And shifting it, and then all the gold was gone, so kill each other for the gold.
How long can you hold your breath, Ruby? How long can you hold your breath, Winnie?
I've had a picture on my tablet how long they hold
21
it.
Seconds.
Well, how long can you hold your breath? Prove it.
Right now?
All of it.
I think a minute.
Right. On 7.
I have already been to it. Okay.
Cheating? What I do when I do it like that, just breathe out of your mouth a little bit and make it seem like twice as long. 45 seconds. 3 minutes. 3 minutes, Winnie. Lily, you're still going? You're not.
My puppy.
Have you ever had COVID-19?
Yes,
I have, and it really sucks.
All of you?
Yes, we had it the worst. She was in the hospital for like 2 weeks.
I heard you had COVID too. I heard you got really sick. Did you?
She had to go to the hospital.
Do you think that makes you better than me?
I am my own puppy.
She's from COVID, so.
Well, guess what? All of them had something wrong with them. I had COVID, but I had nothing.
You didn't even feel it.
No, I sat in bed for like 3 days.
Really, Lily, tell me about your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend. I like someone, though.
Is his name Dane?
No, his name is.
Ew, he's on the radio.
I mean, he's not videoing right now.
Yes, he is.
No, it's recording for sure.
What?
Anyways,
is it really?
Who's your favorite superhero?
Probably Wonder Woman. Because she's like a bad butt and she knows she's it cool. too. Batman's just.
There's hundreds, he maybe just got thousands.
I feel like Batman swings. Oh, he's you know, really depressed because his family like died, and he's trying to save.
He's a rich boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be wearing some turtlenecks.
Did you know that there's a different, like, Marvel characters are allowed to be your favorite too? Burn.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman's the best.
Do you have a favorite superhero, Winnie?
All, except the ones but, like, that attack.
I'm really and obsessed
so with So you don't know any is what you're saying. You don't know any.
I'm obsessed with Harley Quinn, though. She's awesome.
She's a bad guy.
No.
Catwoman is probably...
She's a bad guy. She's
a bad guy, too.
No,
she should have saved the world, too.
No, they help out when it's really on the line. But in their free time, like right now, breaking the law.
And Batman doesn't break the law sometimes, smash cars against stuff.
Yeah, but he's better. He's a man.
A what?
A major influence on that city with his wealth.
Oh, wow.
Put me in a cloud. Do you have a favorite superhero, Ruby? Catwoman? Yeah. What are you teaching these kids?
That's what she's named
after. Not named after.
Her name is Selena Kyle.
Her name's Ruby Selena.
Ruby, the diamond Catwoman still.
Peanut butter or jelly?
Ooh. I eat peanut butter with a spoon all the time, but I can eat jelly all day. Love
jelly. Peanut butter and jelly the sandwich.
That's a really good answer, but the question was peanut butter or jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly together.
Oh, so you're like doing you some protest?
Weird, you could get that weird thing from Instagram or something.
Yeah.
That weird scoop.
I don't like peanut butter and jelly.
You don't like either one? What do you like? Oh, look at you, little fancy girl. You are a Ruby.
Fancy.
I didn't know about Nutella till I was 27 years old.
We love Nutella, too.
Can any of you make a paper airplane?
Yes, I can.
No.
Prove it. Let's get him some paper.
I can't even make a plan.
Oh gosh, he got two.
Yeah, it's torn a little bit. Deal with it.
I don't know how to.
Well, that's honest, but let's give it a shot. What? Do you know what an airplane is?
Lily,
you have an opportunity here to help your little sisters. If you want your mommy to help you, or granny, granny knows how to make a great airplane. You can do that. Because none of you look like you know how to make a favorite airplane from your work, but that's fine.
We're trying.
You are trying. That is part. It does involve folding and paper. Let's see. Okay, this is. That's technically a paper airplane. It is garbage, though. So Lily cannot.
Yes, I can!
No, not like a good one. Like one that flies. And I'm sorry, Winnie, you can't either.
It's oh, really be, did you just say that?
It's a fluke. It's okay. Get some help from Granny. Get Granny to show you. She taught me how to make one. I didn't know how to make it until she showed me. Mom, will you show her how to make an airplane? No, let her help Winnie. Mama, you did this?
Mama made it.
You don't sell yourself out like that. You did this. Let's see how...
Mama made it.
Oh, it's just as bad as Lily's.
Oh, I like that cup.
Do any of you know what misery is?
Yes.
What?
Misery has different meanings. Most likely, like, misery is... Like, people say, put me out of my misery.
What do they mean by that?
Like, they're going... It's either, like, they're going through something or something is just, like, so bad and, like...
What's the question?
They just want to get it over with.
Do you know what misery is?
Yes, but I don't know how to, like, explain it.
That's really good. It's hard to put into words. You just got to go through it. That's really good, too, Lily. Ruby, you kind of didn't say anything.
Just say beep.
Oh, she doesn't know how to. That's true. But I was looking for a Stephen King novel adapted to a film starring Kathy Bates and James.
Oh, that was great, Granny!
See, Granny does excel at paper airplanes.
She's athletic.
Winnie.
She's so athletic.
What are you afraid of?
Under the bed.
That's it?
Yep. In the dark.
You really are a Capricorn. Just under the bed. The end. A lot of fun. I'm a Capricorn. I'm the same way. What else do you need to know? I gave you the answer. That was for Winnie. What are you afraid of, Lily?
I'm mostly afraid of...
Tooth decay?
Stalkers. My windows open at night. It being way too dark in my room. Dolls. Mostly anything that Josh does.
What are you doing?
Halloween itself.
What are you afraid of, Ruby?
All scary movies.
I'm scared of
that Chucky doll right
there. Scared of being in the dark all by yourself.
Look, I made one.
Oh yeah, being by myself. I hate being by myself. It scares me so bad. I'm like.
Then why don't you want to be with me?
That's what I told my ex-wife. What scares you again, Ruby?
In the dark.
In the dark?
Yeah.
Just period?
I have a big night. I have a clock.
That's dangerous.
It's a really good paper airplane, Granny.
Which one of you is the best?
Like, at what?
Winnie got it. She got it right.
Like what?
That's the only answer is an immediate me. Oh. Which one of you is the best? Ruby, out of you and your sisters, which one is the best?
Do not answer that.
Daddy.
A doll.
Who'd you say? Lily? What a bully. Now you gotta everybody answer.
You're not allowed to answer that! What?
You knew that she'd say that?
No.
Who do you think's the best of you three?
I'm not answering that.
Winnie wins that round.
What?
Winnie wins that round. Tell me a joke.
Oh, I can't tell you that.
I'll tell you a joke.
Tell me a joke, Ruby.
Don't tell the one that Ruby likes to tell. She can.
Ruby,
that.
Ruby's gonna tell you one. Ruby, tell him.
Wait,
tell.
No.
Go ahead.
Wait, no. I'm trying to remember them.
Okay, Ruby.
Okay.
No.
Ruby's
telling. Can you tell me a joke?
Tell me your friend. You
tell me that one this morning.
That's not that one.
Wait, say it nice and clear. Say nothing.
Why'd you make the phone? Is it actually recording?
Shh.
Who's there? That's pretty good. But it's not complete. Knock, okay. Knock. Do it one more time. Give it to me one more time. Come on.
Say
who's
nice.
There?
Banana.
Banana who?
No, women. Banana.
Banana who? She hasn't got it yet. That's okay.
Come here.
Okay.
You know, it's, a lot of people are good at a lot of things.
She's got a really good joke.
Most of my siblings can't tell jokes either. Let's hear it, Wendy. Don't overthink it.
I'm trying to think of one.
Just go with it.
Okay, I'll tell you two. Okay, what does the cowboy say when the dog gets away?
No.
It's a joke.
Oh, well, I'm not supposed to. What?
Dog got it.
Hey, you got one funny kid. That's pretty good.
That's what I
Oh, you know what? You know what jokes are about? And being funny. It's all about confidence. If you think you're funny and you're enjoying it, then the rest
of
them
will. Oh, I know I'm funny. I'm just not funny in that type of way.
Okay, so one funny daughter. Check.
Can I tell you a joke?
Okay. Oh, I'll tell it for her.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is a women's joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That's Boo.
Boo-boo.
Don't cry. It's almost Halloween. I forgot that last part.
Don't cry what?
It's almost Halloween.
It's knock-knock to say a boo-boo.
But how that can solve somebody who's upset. They're, maybe their family member just died. And you're like, why do I care it's almost Halloween?
Because you get candy, you can eat it, and
tomorrow it will be Halloween.
Oh, she's right.
Today it's...
Have any of you ever seen the movie Frozen?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Brilliant time.
Tell me about that.
I love Elsa.
You love Elsa? Why?
Because.
That's all? You're
she's
such
a
girl. Such a woman. Cause. Watch your mouth. What did you say? Who cares? You guys have anything to say about Frozen?
It's the best.
I love Sven. He's my favorite. He's a mood.
No. Who?
Sven.
The reindeer.
The reindeer.
And you were going to say what's the, about it?
I love the most.
Should I see it sometime? Do any of you sing? Are you any of you songbirds?
I sing.
I sing a body.
Shower.
I sing bodies.
You sing bodies? That sounds creepy.
Bodies.
You sing birdies.
Like birds.
Like birds, birds. What do you mean? You sing like a bird?
I sing blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Sing it.
Whoa! I didn't know she could sing like that. Can she sing? But she does sing.
Let
it go!
Let it go!
Ruby, stop right here! Stop right here! Sing it! Sing it for us! Go! Let it go!
She speaks like a cartoon, so her singing voice is...
She can't sing? She doesn't know how?
I love when it
says...
I love when it says...
Can you sing or no?
I said... I sing.
What is she singing? I never heard it. Help me out. Help me out.
You love that one song about Ruby.
Oh, Ruby,
oh,
Ruby
don't
take your love to turn on that song.
Yeah.
I said it wrong.
Are any of you guys bullies?
Oh, Ruby, don't take your love.
I bullied my best friend. Other than that, no.
Still not what I heard.
Damn,
I have I'm the third of five, and I can point at some people too.
Isaac.
Have you ever eaten? Yes, ma'am.
When Esther says let it go, I love when I say when she says let it go.
That's a really good point. Thank you.
I found this under this table.
Well, it's danger. But have any of you ever eaten manure?
What's manure?
Cow poop.
Oh.
Or any living thing's poop.
Have you?
Not that I know of, mother.
You
don't
play any
baby.
Did you see
your
baby?
Just once.
Why would you say that to people, man?
When
don't
did
just let
say
it be.
Are you videoing?
Recording it, yes.
Gosh. These girls have spent a lot of time in East Tennessee, so we give them a lot of breaks.
Do you know why?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know why I dislike this lizard, Isaac?
Why don't you show them after?
This is my lizard.
lizard.
Cute. That's cool. You made that? Are you reptilian?
No, it's for my birthday.
Hey, ooh. It's, this is DeVille.
Watch when it will.
Wait, we'll turn on after. It's too loud.
What do you want to do with yourself?
Myself? I either want to be how do you say it? Entrepreneur? Or I want
it's
to
a
be,
good start pronouncing it.
Or I want to be someone that makes like billions of dollars on their own.
Oh, so you want
like,
to
like not
be,
on their own, but I want to be like a company that only works with women and doesn't have to depend on a man.
That's kind of specific in a blase way.
It should be.
I
want to
eat myself.
You want a unicycle?
I want to yeet myself off the world.
Yeet?
She wants to yeet herself off of the world.
Yeet. You know.
I don't think you. I mean, yeah, we all do.
That's your job. That's what she wants to do with herself.
She means like Captain Kirk.
Oh, you want to go to. You want to be an astronaut or you want to be a spaceman?
No, man.
I mean, you're yeeting yourself.
A space person?
Off the earth.
What do you want to be like a fire? Listen, I'm going to be true here. When I was y'all's age, I wanted to be like a lawyer. I wanted to be a lot of different things. I wanted to be a scientist.
I feel like I'd be a good lawyer because I get to scream at people a lot, and I feel like I've got that down pretty good.
You don't want, you don't have any ambition.
You don't want to be anything when you're older?
Maybe an artist.
Yeah, well, just like maybe an artist.
She was a cheetah trainer for a long time, so.
What are you good at?
I don't know what I can do.
Video games.
We need a video game.
What's your favorite video game?
She loves
Mario.
Super Mario.
Which Mario brother do you relate to the most? I always loved Luigi.
I love Princess Peach.
Oh, snap. What are you good at, Lily?
I think I'm good at dance. I think I'm good at making friends. I think I'm good at being nice.
Well, you're young, but you know.
Well, I'm gonna say I think because I'm not sure.
If you should know. I mean, if you think you're good at it, you're probably good at it. So you should develop it so you can make money off of it and make people your slaves beneath you. But whatever.
Okay, then.
What's important?
What's important?
My family.
Aww. Aww. You guys are so lucky you got Winnie. She's going to keep you all. Your life's going
to
be so hard when you
go back to school.
Me?
I want my mommy to watch.
Even the ones with colored
you
hair.
What?
Yep.
You love your mother? That's what's important, loving your mother. That's very nice.
Without the mother, there'd be no
get your hands off me. What's important, Lily?
Obviously family and yourself.
The truth is, the only thing that's important is time and how you use it. What is a friend?
Friend? What is a friend? Someone. What? Creamy.
She's so needy.
Someone
so
that
needy
has. A good friend is a person that doesn't go behind your back, always stands up for you, and when you ask them to do something, they do it, or they're just really nice. And then a bad friend is just someone that's really stuck up and two-faced. No one really likes them, and they don't really care what you say.
When he's whispering answers to Lily.
Oh, and they take your opinion really good.
And they like.
How long do you want to live, Ruby?
The pinch is under you.
How long do you want to live? Forever. How long do you want to live?
Same.
Forever? Lily, the same?
My thing is I don't want to live forever. I don't want to be a crinkly little raisin forever. I'd like to be...
I got like
unless I turn into a vampire, then... I mean, I'd like to live until 91. That's pretty good for me.
That's,
that's fine.
You guys, forever sucks. But you live to whenever you want. I got 6 more years. Do you have a favorite Mario brother, Winnie? You told me. Princess Peach, which is really not a Mario brother, but that's fine. She's more associated with Mario. They kind of had a fling.
No.
Daisy and Luigi are together. Hello?
I love Daisy. She's
2021. Get with it.
What's the green one? Rosalina is my favorite.
Rosalina has
What a tattletale.
Rosalina.
The toad on the stars.
She looks like an e-girl had ever, a makeover into a Disney princess.
Do any of you know my Uncle Ron?
Yes, he's very funny. He gave me this huge seashell in my room.
I wouldn't say very. Do you know my Uncle Ron, Winnie? Good, keep it that way.
N-O.
Winnie, what are your favorite things about Lily? No intimidation.
She protects
me. Oh, does she? Sometimes. From who?
Sometimes.
From her? Mm-hmm. From who? From Uncle Creepy?
From who?
I don't know.
That's you on the
That's screen. A good answer. I mean, that's what older siblings are good at. They're good at. Supposed to be.
She lets me have some of her candy.
You do that. You bribe your sister you can get away with stuff.
Maybe.
And she makes me pictures sometimes.
Lily, what do you like about Ruby?
Ruby?
Your sister.
Okay. I like how loving she is, and when you're sad and stuff, she'll be like, "What's wrong?" And she'll give you cuddles.
Ruby, what does Lily do that makes you happy? This is the 90s. I would be like, gay!
It's not.
But it's not. What's your favorite film? Do you have any favorite films?
Oh, I definitely have some favorite films.
Yeah, let's keep it secret.
No, what?
Yeah, do you like Homeward Bound or The Brave Little Toaster?
Oh my god.
Back to the Future? Edward Scissorhands?
I love all those movies.
Are you one of those, Lily? I probably love them all.
I like the beginning
of E.T.?
I.T.
It?
That's the beginning.
That's why I like what you call it. Have you seen I.T. Part 2? What do you like about it? That's a weird movie. It's scary. It's the beginning of the movie is a little boy being kidnapped down the sewer.
He's not being kidnapped. He's getting his arm
And then,
off
yeah, and then he gets
on.
Destroyed.
The reason why I spell it is so if kids listen to it, they don't know how
right,
I
right.
spell.
Oh, that's really smart, actually. She goes, I like it, but why do you like the beginning?
That's the only piece part she's saying. PG-13
right here. You know, my dad used to not let me watch The Shining. He thought he was better than me. You guys are show him.
My favorite movies now?
I've been waiting.
My favorite movies are definitely like classics and stuff.
Right,
and
that's not too specific though. Please.
I like older movies.
Right.
Sort of. Like, I love Clueless. She's just.
Classics.
Oh.
Clueless. Back to the Future. Dirty
Clueless
Dancing,
came out in 1997.
Dirty Dancing.
She came out
in
2008, so.
You're talking about the new
one? I like all.
Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
16 Candles. Stuff like that.
Don't I look like a fat version of Jake?
The guy with the red car.
The guy with the red car. They always have a red car. So cute.
Do you have a favorite movie, Ruby?
I love.
Oh, about anything with.
You had your time and half of her time. Let's hear.
Garfield.
You love Garfield? The lasagna eating cat? He hates Mondays.
Yeah. What are Mondays?
Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
She tells us that. He loves
lasagna. Do you like the rain?
I like the rain.
You like the rain, but you don't want to get wet. What are your thoughts on the rain as a cheerleader, Lily?
I like it. It's refreshing when you're all sweaty and you get rained on.
TMI. Lily, do you remember Kayla?
Yeah.
What do you want to say about that?
You want to hear my opinion?
Oh, God.
She's real. No.
Who is she?
Well, she's your ex-wife, right? Yeah.
That's what they tell me. Go on.
No, she was really nice. She had a bubbly personality.
Terrific head of hair.
Yeah. Zach, hair. She got some hair. My girl.
So that's the truth.
Is that not a bad thing? It's a good thing. Really nice.
Tell her hey. Tell her what's up. I know she's listening.
What's up?
What's up?
13 saying hello.
What's up going on? What's up, Sloan? Can you braid? Can any of you guys braid?
Hair?
Can you braid, Ruby? Winnie? Can you braid?
Mom can.
You can't? No. Can you?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Granny?
Granny! Your hair is cool right now. You look like you're prepared for battle. Can any of you cook yet?
I can cook.
What can she cook?
Lots of stuff.
I can cook more than
she can follow instructions.
I can make.
Can you cook, Winnie?
Garlic spinach.
What do you cook today?
Do you know the tale of Hansel and Gretel? Tell me.
Oh, the new movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an old woman.
Does that upset you? I'm going to tell you, you're one hell of an interview.
Winnie, tell us what you cooked this morning.
I don't remember what it was called.
What we put in it?
What do you like?
Sweet potatoes.
And what were they?
Biscuits.
So what are they called?
Sweet potato biscuits.
Yeah.
When's the last time one of you guys had diarrhea?
Not answering that at this video.
What is your, now I'm really, worried about your oldest child now. Lily.
That was a long time ago.
God, you really...
What? Hey, live?
You've been corrected like 6 times. That it's just an audio recording.
It's a voice recording.
None of it's videoed.
No, I don't care if it's videoed or not. It's still, people can hear it.
That's true. Learn something new every day. Those are all the prepared questions I have. We'll see.
There you go.
Now we can riff for a minute. We'll see how much time I have. It was a little bit all over the place, but I'm a little rusty. You can braid.
They've got to get ready in 2 minutes.
You guys have to get ready. What are you guys going to do right now?
Drunk and treat.
You're going to get drunk and
yeah, treat? Yeah, not drunk and treat.
What's drunk or treat, Winnie?
How about you go trunks? It's how basically Halloween. But you... The trucks have the candy.
Do you have any ambition whatsoever? Mm-hmm. Do you want to take over the world or be the boss of anybody?
I
want to
be the boss of
Lily. Yes, there you go.
Isaac.
Tell me why.
Let me put a witch head on you.
Say what?
Let me put the witch head on you.
I need an interpreter for this one.
And I want to
Stop.
Yeah, well. Have you ever been drunk, Lily?
No. Not that I know of.
Don't put stuff on my head. Picture over there?
It's incredibly creepy. It reminds me of like a murder
so
scene.
You're so mean. You're so mean.
Why would it not be incredibly creepy?
It's not creepy. It's pretty.
I didn't say it was creepy. I said it was incredibly creepy.
Okay, well, not incredibly creepy.
There's no pictures in this house. Except
one.
For one picture of my mother from 60 years ago. It's a good picture. What do you think of Granny?
I like Granny. She's a nice woman.
She's the craziest grandma I've ever had, but...
she is one of the nice women.
She's one of the nicest women in the world. I said one of them.
Everybody.
Hey, Mama.
Wait till you let some other people in the pool, and we'll see how that stands.
I said...
But yeah, that's nice.
She has lots of grandmothers.
You guys like going to you like going to Owen?
Yeah.
You love Patty?
Granny.
Oh, Patty. That's what I said. You ever been in a taxi cab?
I have. I actually begged Lydia to let us go in New York.
Do you like? You don't need to be ashamed of that. You're young, and you know they're like a relic. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, I shouldn't defend you. Make you try and feel better about your stupid answer. How tall do you think you are, Winnie? 7'10"? 15. Yeah, 15 feet.
15. Libby, you're 15 and 5.
Wait, no, that's
tall
for Dollywood, right?
Taller than
Do you have a favorite Disney classic? Like Beauty and the Beast or Cinderella or Aladdin?
Definitely not that one movie.
So the answer is no, you don't? Ew, you're such a girl!
She actually likes Mulan
because
she's a bad butt.
And
you,
she's a warrior princess.
Eddie Murphy's in Mulan too, so that's pretty good. He plays Mushu, right?
Love Mushu.
And Donny Osmond does the
Mushu makes
half the soundtrack. Christina Aguilera does the other half. So Mulan's a keeper.
Donny's hot.
Okay.
From my grandmother.
Have you ever seen a duck in the wild?
Yes.
You've never seen a duck. Where do you see them? In cans?
I want that.
Are you guys looking forward to tonight? Do you like living in a house now?
Yes.
No. Do you have your own room?
Yes.
Are you?
Tom Winnie does not.
Well, you're the middle kid. You'll.
I'm not mom. I'm the second oldest kid.
That's one perspective.
Now.
Right.
You're both middle.
But it's not really about that. It's about just anyway. I can't explain it.
She likes Shannon.
You ever roller skated?
Mm-hmm.
Where? What about you? You ever had a hot pocket? You know any swear words, Winnie?
What? Bad words.
She knows what I said.
You can say one. Just say one.
Like damnation?
Tell him. You can say it. You're not going
to be mad at me.
She gives you permission.
Who cares? You got to realize, listen, this is your uncle.
Oh, that's mama. That's me.
Who cares?
You can say a bad word as long as it's not the baddest word.
Tell me what I can say.
No, say one. Just say anyone. Anyone that Daddy says.
No!
Give it a go. You're chicken?
Only if Mama lets me.
You can say that.
I'll edit it.
Look at me.
Just say it! He's gonna edit it out if you say it.
What were you gonna say? Were you gonna say
hello, but take away the...
Oh my gosh.
Winnie! Take away the O?
Yeah, hello, but take away that one, and then away.
Hell?
Hell away? That's a terrible. Why can't
hell
I
away!
Get.
Hell? Hell's not a bad word. Just don't.
If you say it that, the other kind of way.
like,
go to hell.
Like,
or like, what the?
Get.
Hell?
And then that one.
Just say a bad
away.
Word. Like,
no. Get the hell away. That's the best, worst word you know. What a good girl. What's the worst word you know, Lily?
I don't know if it's... I mean, it's definitely a bad word. But it's either... Am I allowed to say it? Am I allowed to say it?
Fine, I'll say it. Get the hell away from me.
Winnie! Man, you're gonna be so much trouble.
Mama gave me permission.
I didn't know. I didn't know it was gonna be like this.
Probably. No, do not video me saying this.
Yeah, say something like, you know, like.
Either. Am I allowed to say it, Mama?
You cannot say those words.
Why not? So she is, but I'm not.
It's cute.
Well, we didn't know that it was gonna get that bad. That's why.
Damn, Montreat is amazing.
Oh,
that's a bad word.
Lily.
I said R-U-B-Y.
Ruby. Give me a cuss word, old girl.
Ruby, say a cuss word.
She always says it.
What are you, a chicken?
There's the F word. What?
Chicken.
Chicken, you said it.
Just let it go. Let it go.
What?
Let's sing, Ruby. Let it go.
She's not having as much fun letting you... use cuss words because it might be a real issue. Like, you might be out there saying it. You might really put it to work. So she doesn't want to give you a false...
I'm never going to say it to her
She
face.
Doesn't want to give you a false sense of approval. No.
I'm never going to say a cuss word.
Don't say that. You don't know how old you're going to be or her or what she's going to deserve.
I said I will never
right,
say
to her I heard.
Face.
Right, I heard what you said.
I said to her face. Winnie, I can see your whole torso. It's really great.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
Got anything you want to say? You ever eaten a cat, Winnie?
Stay cool.
Do you like ketchup?
Winnie's an animal lover.
Eat your breakfast. And
I'm not taking the cat. It's nice, but get it out of my face. All right. Get the hell away from me.
Thanks, kids. That was the end of the beautiful recording with Isaac and the three siblings.
I really appreciate it. My heart's not even broken about this f***ing Monique, so that's how you clear a room.
Thank you!
This is Isaac.
So that was the interview. Now, we drive around in a minivan and go trunk or treating in Black Mountain. Happy Halloween!
Stop. Listen, I can tell everybody.
Now stay in your seat until we get there, Ruby.
What do you think of Janet Jackson, Lily? Yeah.
What?
She's pretty solid. She's been around longer than I've been alive.
Lily's met Paula Abdul.
Why? Where did you meet Paula Abdul? Did she? Was she mean?
She
taught
her.
No, she's really nice.
I got taught how to dance too, and it changed my whole attitude.
I've also met the DJ for Ellen DeGeneres.
Which? Did Paula Abdul have an animated cat dance with her?
I used to go to church with.
Really? On the screen behind her, she.
I think I shook his hand once.
That's cool.
Dad talked. Dad didn't.
Is that as low as the window goes back here?
Dad didn't used to. Dad used to talk smack about because he was more famous than him. Meaning, he was famous at all.
Wait, sit down for a second. Sit down. I have a picture. I'll put it between your other butts. So it'll stay up there. Put it down on your eyes if you want. Let me see.
I don't like this one.
Looks good.
The eyebrow one.
It looks like you're serious. Stern brown.
What?
A stern brown and ninja is probably a good thing.
Let me see, Winnie.
I watched The Life of Aquatic today, and Kate Blanchett is pregnant, and she goes down in a submarine, and I don't know that that's wise.
You don't know
it's not. I don't, but I imagine that she could probably give birth because of that. It could probably induce labor.
Probably.
Because the pressure changed.
Like
Winnie is raining on Halloween. Oh, my goodness. Oh! You are Michelangelo.
It is raining.
It's sprinkling.
Oh, I like those eyebrows. Winnie, Lily, give me your Tums.
Where are they?
They're up your butt, you'd know it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. What is this for?
I'm going to say trick or treat on my feet. Can I stop and get to it?
Go for it.
Don't you, Winnie.
I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
Oh my goodness, you don't have the guts.
I have the guts.
We'll see.
There,
we'll see. What are you going to say?
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Are you going to say it loud enough for them to hear it?
Yes.
Are you going to giggle and like giggle?
Play it, test me, test me.
You watch Prince Gambit?
No, Greg told me to watch it.
Told me to watch it too, and I did.
I watched The White Lotus a couple times. I love it. That's a lot like my life now. I'm there, like at the resort.
Sure.
I mean, I can,
We're gonna load. We came prepared.
What? I thought I was playing.
You
too. Hey, little girl. He's not even dressed up.
Why is the Game Master over there?
Yeah, why is the Game Master over there?
Why?
Oh, why am I not helping her?
Why is Batman over there?
Does she need help crossing the street?
I have several action figures that make
a
difference.
I'll blow chunks. You're not terrible.
I handled it.
This is happening. Look.
Well, it's better than mine.
Look. Lily,
draw.
I don't care.
Daddy,
yoga. I don't care.
Daddy,
Don't yell nuts in the Presbyterian parking lot.
Ask your kids their favorite.
Say it, trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Can you hold your bag?
Yeah. Fuck, Lily,
hold your bag for you? Thank
you.
This is hers back there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I like
the
necklace.
I'm the parole officer.
Hey, with that skillet in the floor. Let me have it.
Hey.
Skillet. Never mind.
No. In the crossover. Thank you. Oh, this is good. Thank you. I will take him in for sure.
Don't drop your bag, Ruby.
She's like with Princess Leia if she joined the Empire.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey? Trick or treat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. It's okay. I like that way better.
Sorry.
You too. What is
this?
Like order.
It's what?
No, I didn't want it. You can have that.
I'm not going to eat this.
What a trick. What a
hustle.
Right, that. Who cares if I'm vaccinated?
I chose trick.
This girl that lives in Florida from Chicago.
Isaac Jelan.
I'm saying she's infected me either way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I said it.
Ruby, do you want to sit in what, Lily's lap?
I'm not.
They're bouncing back and forth. It's fine.
Okay.
Oh, my cat.
Lily. It's my favorite for Christmas.
You want to put the Bluetooth on? I would rather have that either way.
Hey. Thank you, man.
Happy Halloween!
Yeah.
Happy Halloween!
I'm cool.
I keep falling
off
when I watch the show.
That's a lot. Man, I'm sure
it's
happy
Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Give
her
your things.
Yeah, she's just a kid.
I like
you.
I like
you.
That's her,
back there, the tiny one.
Say it again,
Winnie. And I'm Lily Manasseh's dad.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So thank you.
Say cowabunga. Say cowabunga, Winnie. Say cowabunga. Say cowabunga to make their night. You ruined it. You ruined my night.
That's all it took.
What a creep. I thought I was the creep. Thank you, ma'am.
Can't even look at this.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Cowabunga.
She's cussing so much in her breath right now.
Uh-oh, here we go. Say it real loud.
Here, I'll actually grab one. Oh, so mean. I'm sorry.
Good choice.
You all look awesome.
Thank you. That's it.
Have a good day.
Happy
Halloween.
You too.
What a caucus.
All right,
candy.
I'm out of candy. Somebody give me candy.
Yeah.
How'd you do, Winnie? Did you clean up?
This is my first bag of
I love the trunk treat on the